Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what can we learn from Obadiah? Our brotherly prayer will be bringing the message from God's word this afternoon at the 5:00 service. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Epistle to the Colossians, chapters 3 and 4. Tomorrow, July 4th, we'll have our annual viewing of fireworks from the church grounds here, the church area, while reaching out to the community and as people gather here to view the fireworks. And this is an opportunity for outreach to the community. Folks that are not members of the church come here. And so we look forward to that. Also, if you want more detail on that, please refer to the insert in your church bulletin. Also, in this insert, the Johnny and Friends Ministry, there's information there also, if you'll read that. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, which is printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 68, verse 8. O bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. And now our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 532, God of Our Fathers. Victor.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning again. Thank you for coming to worship our God with us and sing praises to him. Let's turn to number 532, where we'll sing the first and the last stanzas. Turn with me to our second hymn, number 529, My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Let it free.
You know, we're truly blessed with the liberty and freedom that we have in our country. I know I correspond to this missionary. He goes worldwide, and he goes to countries where they don't have that freedom, right? Where the Christians get persecuted. So we have it so good here, you know, and I think we have it too good here, and that Christians, you know, look at our church, right? Should be filled. That we take it for granted. So I hope that we don't take our freedom for granted, and we just, you know, worship God as best we can. Let's please rise and join me for our last hymn, number 485, Revive Us Again. Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much, and we look to the Lord in prayer this morning and this special day for our nation. Lord, we stand today as our forefathers have stood before you in times gone by, celebrating our history and revealing in all the great things that our country has achieved. On this day, we rejoice in the favor you have graciously given us. We thank you for the blessings of liberty for this generation and the generations to come. We thank you for our independence, peace, and for all those who have bravely given their lives in defense of freedom and justice. We thank you that your gracious and provident hand has given us so much. Yet, as a nation and people, we have not always chosen the right way. We ask you to forgive us for those times. On these days, we commit ourselves to the wholeheartedly honoring and serving you with everlasting and with everything that we have in our heart to keep our life close to you and to keep America free. Make us generous people, a holy nation, a people set aside to love you forever. Today, we do not presume your grace for our country. Our land is in need of you. Our people are in need of you. Our industry and business is in need of you. May we look only to you, Father. Please come now by your glorious Holy Spirit. Breathe new life into the people of this nation until the whole of our country is covered with your glory, as the waters cover the sea. We ask all this in the wonderful name of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now and forever and for eternity. In Jesus we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Beautiful, patriotic singing that reminds me, goes back for many, many years. I'm reminded that that was the songs that we sang unabashedly in our youth in school. And I don't know if that happens anymore today. And also, thank you, Nori Ells, for that super rendition of the Stars and Stripes Forever. I've seen two at the piano before, but never three. That was quite a feat. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of the Gospel of John. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1160. We will be reading John chapter 8, verses 31 through 37. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, John chapter 8, verses 31 through 37. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the freedom that we enjoy, where we can come together to praise you and worship you and study your word. And we hear it preached by those who are faithful to accurately proclaim your whole counsel and not adding or taking away from it. We're forever grateful for the gift of faith, enabling us to understand that you speak to us in the unchanging truth recorded in the Bible. And by your Spirit's power, we pray that you would keep us from worldly and evil influences that are the enemies of truth. We thank you for sending the one who is the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and died, paying the penalty for our sins. Since the penalty that was due us, and he was raised for our justification, living a perfect life for us that was impossible to obtain ourselves. We thank you for such a great salvation. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to preach the word and proclaim the truth from the scriptures. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding to know the truth and believe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you so much, my brother. And before opening the scripture today and address ourselves, making a little parenthesis in studying the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, I want to join with you in the celebration of the 4th of July. But before that, I want the family of God to be concerned with one prayer. Brother Bob John is not well. He apparently looks well, he talks to you well, but it's already 15 pints of blood have been administrated to him. Our body is so complicated that you don't know sometimes where a tiny little artery, just like a hair, that loose blood, you cannot detect it. So the next step is going to be very tough. He has to be a day in a tube, and the tube will take picture of every element of his body. It's going to be done in Stanford. I hope to be with him at this moment. And once it's found, it's just like you welding. You put heat and the arteries heal itself. But you need to do that, and you need to find where the place is. And so far, the heart surgery, everything is okay. But the rest looks okay, but it's not okay. And he feels okay when the blood comes into his body, and he wants to leave the place. Nobody wants to be in a hospital, no. But just pray for him. He's 80, I'm 80, so he's 81 or 82. And Janine, his daughter, is really panicking. I told her, once the thing is found, 2 seconds heal, but need to be found. Very unusual. This is the first time in the veteran hospital they have such a difficulty in finding a losing blood in the body, cannot find it. So your prayer, please. And I'll be there almost, I was every day of the last week with him just to keep him under control.